It's the Record. I'm Steve Scherr. The last few years, we've been having the toy sellers come to us, bringing their toys to the studio to show us what's popular and fun for the holiday season. This year, we thought we'd come to them. That way, more time to play with toys. Alan Rickards runs Top 10 Toys in the Greenwood neighborhood.
There he is.
Alan Rickard.
Steve, good to see you. You know, it's nice of you to come all the way over here. You know, I've got some that I sort of picked out in the back. I'd be happy to show you. This is a good year for ferry boats. And so,
That seems like a very random statement.
Well, I know that sounds strange, but see, in the toy world, you know, you always want something connected with the local community. And so, with all these different ferries going everywhere, we always wanted ferries to sell, and so they rarely had them. Now, all of a sudden, this year, we have two different ferry boats. We've got this ferry boat by Green Toys made out of recycled milk cartons. And
what is that about? 12 inches or a little more with two cars in it for $24, $25?
Yes, sort of age 3 and up. And so that's kind of cool, you know, great, perfect size for bathtub. And then there's this much, much bigger ferry boat made by Playmobil. So there you got your big ferry boat. So we're just happy to be awash in ferry boats.
You're awash in ferry boats. So Alan Rickards, this Top 10 Toys is all about educational toys. You have all these people here who are playing with all these things, but I just like to play with them. You have a deeper motive for being in toys and why toys matter?
Oh, yeah. Well, take puzzles, for example. The difference between a small B and a small P is spatial orientation. So when a child is playing with a puzzle, it's a pre-reading skill. If drawing all a lot of the things here, eye-hand coordination and dexterity issues, we're given the hands-on experience that some children aren't getting in terms of the science. We're giving the parents a chance to be in the driver's seat as far as choosing some of the educational things that they want to educate their child on. So we've got a lot of things here that I feel really good about in terms of the educational quality. And then cool new coloring book. This was just delivered. A woman walked in from Wallingford yesterday. Laura said, I made up these coloring books. And it's colorful Seattle, so it's you get to color all these different scenes in Seattle. And what I really like about it is it's got a map to show where everything is.
A map and an index.
Yeah, so that's a local woman with great images of all these different things from the houseboats and the wooden boat center to the Hendrix statue and, of course, the Space Needle and all the other classic icons of Seattle. So that's a nice local coloring book that literally just came out.
What's that?
This is my game buyer here was telling me about Ooga Booga. And who can resist a game called Ooga Booga? It's a round card game, and the idea is you've got all these sounds. Grr, ooga, paya, lots of silly sounds. So what we're doing here is it's a memory game. And
uh-oh.
So there's lots of younger kids' games where you're remembering different sequences and images, only this one is with sounds. So you, Steve, with radio, I mean, you'd probably be very good at this.
Yeah.
you go first.
Grr.
Grr, ooga.
Grr, ooga. Pound.
Ger uga pound ska.
Ger uga pound ska z.
Ger uga pound ska z kana.
Zer uga kan ska. Nope. Z ana. I'm done, Moki.
Good news. I'm done too. I think that's a tie.
Okay, that's too hard. What, at the end of the day, what are you taking home?
Well, you know, I still like all the simple things, the wooden tops, anything that twirls and moves, you know, the inner boy is still there, and I've got a 5 and 8-year-old at home, so I'm literally still playing with all that stuff with them.
Alan Rickards is the owner of Top 10 Toys, and we're at Top 10 Toys, looking at toys. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Maybe Santa will bring you something like that. Go outside and go.